KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies here in Atlantic at 41 degrees. We look forward to be partly to mostly cloudy today. A slight chance of rain late in the day and a high of 52 with winds southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with a check of the news. Atlantic Rescue and Cass County EMS responded a little after 2 p.m. Thursday to a reported accident involving a motorcycle. Dispatch reports had said the scooter-type cycle had toppled onto its side just south of Keystone Road, about 3 miles south of Atlantic on Highway 71. The male operator of the machine, who was said to be from Clarinda, was found behind the cycle on the east shoulder of the road. Authorities say the rider said that he'd been traveling north on Highway 71 when he lost control on the graveled portion of the road. He suffered from apparent head and leg injuries and was transported by Cass EMS to the Cass County Hospital. The victim's name has not been released as of the latest report. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says two women were injured during a near head-on collision that occurred around 3:45 p.m. Thursday at the intersection of Highway 71 and 110th Street. Authorities say Deborah Bender was driving a 2012 Chrysler 200 northbound on Highway 71 in the slow lane, while a non-contact vehicle was making a left turn onto westbound 110th Street. A 2000 GMC 1500 pickup driven by Gary Johnson of rural Villisca began to turn left or east. When Johnson failed to see Bender's car in time, the right front side of his pickup struck the right front side of the Chrysler. Deborah Bender and a passenger in her car were transported to the hospital. The passenger was subsequently transported by helicopter to the UNMC in Omaha. Authorities say Gary Johnson was not injured in the crash. No citations were issued. Both vehicles were declared a total loss. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Department was assisted at the scene by personnel from the Grant, Griswold, and Villisca Fire and Rescue Departments. A traffic stop in Page County on a motorcycle with no license plate escalated into a high-speed pursuit Thursday. According to Sheriff Lyle Palmer, a Page County sheriff's deputy attempted to initiate a traffic stop on a Kawasaki motorcycle on 310th Street just west of Highway 71, or about 1 mile north of Brattyville. The driver and only occupant of the motorcycle, later identified as 51-year-old Stephen William Wells of College Springs, was wearing a helmet along with a red sweatshirt and blue jeans. The motorcycle accelerated to speeds of over 100 miles per hour and continued west on 310th, with a Page County deputy pursuing with lights and siren activated and fully marked Page County Sheriff's Office vehicle. The motorcycle continued west for about 3.5 miles at speeds in excess of 100 miles per hour before turning north onto Oak. Motorcycle then traveled north into the city of College Springs with the deputy still in pursuit, not losing sight of the motorcycle. The cycle finally stopped at 806 Pine Street in College Springs, where Wells was immediately taken into custody. He was transported to the Page County Jail and held on charges that include driving while license is barred, eluding or attempting to elude a peace officer. And Wells faces other numerous traffic charges from the pursuit. Bond on the current charges were set at $4,000. Firefighters from Casey, Adair, Stewart, Menlo, Greenfield, and Guthrie Center responded to a fully engulfed structure fire in Casey Thursday. Stewart Fire was requested to supply additional water at around 12:30 p.m. On their social media page, Stewart Fire officials reported crews worked quickly to extinguish the flames and protect adjacent exposures. Fire caused damage to two nearby homes and destroyed the involved structure. Two pets were lost in the blaze. No injuries were reported. Additional details are currently not available. Crossroads of Western Iowa has taken on the new moniker of Trivium Life Services. Officials with Crossroads said Thursday, when Crossroads of Western Iowa was founded in 1975, they served just 8 individuals with disabilities, having now expanded into 9 counties across 2 states with further expansions on the horizon. It became apparent, they said, that they needed a new unifying name. And as Trivium Life Services, the organization has adopted the mission of creating hope, empowering lives, and inspiring communities. CEO Brent Dillinger said, "The new name and mission statement more fully encompass our vision for the future while honoring our history." Trivium, which previously focused only on disability services, expanded into behavioral health and substance use disorder services in 2019. Across all service lines, Trivium serves more than 2,500 clients each year and employs about 400 individuals. With this change, Dillinger said, "We would like to stress that there will be no disruption to services and our clients will receive the same quality care from the same devoted staff. The clients," he said, "are at the heart of everything we do, and to offer them the highest quality service, we must continue to evolve." Dillinger said also, "I see this change as a way to offer a variety of services on a wide scale to a national stage, and as the organization continues to grow, we will have greater resources and more opportunities for our employees to grow with us. I'm looking forward," he said, "to all we will accomplish as Trivium." And a new survey of bankers suggests strong economic growth continues in rural parts of 10 Western and Plains states, even though business continues to lag behind the level it was at before the coronavirus pandemic began. The overall index for the region declined slightly from March's 71.9, but remains strong at a level of 69. Any score above 50 suggests a growing economy. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss said improving grain prices, continued low interest rates, and growing exports have all helped the economy in rural areas. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. KJAN News brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stifel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500.